a tight defensive battle there in the first quarter, and not a lot of, or was that 12-10 game after the first quarter, but second quarter started to pull away, used some big runs out there in the first half, and really never looked back after that.
Well, TMP, you know, Coach Hurdle, he's a, you know, really good friend of mine, and man, he has those guys, you know, playing hard all the time. You know, fundamental wise, you know, they play hard. You know, rebound, you know, he's always, you know, told everybody, you know, rebound is nothing but heart and effort. And, you know, early on, it's, you know, they come out with their defense and they kind of got their heads down a little bit when they got beat in transition a couple times. You know, then Dylan come in and made some big shots.
I was going to say, Dylan Hutchins, he hit those big three threes in the second quarter, and that really sparked the offense really for the rest of the game.
I did. It kind of loosened up everything, you know, for basically everybody. And, you know, that's what it takes. It's just, you know, one guy to knock down some shots so everybody else can kind of get some space and go from there. But, you know, TMP, you know, number four, you know, he's a heck of a player. You know, kind of controlled, you know, the two post guys who are also, I think, double-figure guys with, you know, 33 and 21, Vitsum, and then, you know, 33, what's his name?
Cameron Fouts.
Cameron Fouts. You know, Cameron's a kid that's been starting for 3 years, and, you know, our goal tonight was for him to keep him off the free throw line because he's money from there, just like, you know, most of them were, it seemed like. And, you know, 21 kind of control him on the outside. He's kind of a swing guy. He can play the three-point line and dribble drive and post up. And, you know, after, you know, Schmidt hit those first early threes, I think, you know, Dylan and Chance did a great job, you know, chasing him around.
Yeah, you got Cameron Schmidt ended up with that 14 points, but those are hard-earned 14, and Vistam had all of his points in the third quarter at 6.
Yeah, I thought our guys played hard. You know, I think the rebounding was pretty even, or we might have been ahead a little bit. You know, they never did really come out and press. You know, I didn't know if, the, you know, they'd come out and press us. You know, with big guards, they can handle the ball. You know, it makes you tough to press sometimes unless, you know, the team is really, really quick. And, you know, we prepared to play against, you know, their 2-1, 2-3 quarter court press. And then, you know, our guys just come out and played hard today.
Once again, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here postgame. Scott City winning 69-45. Speaking of playing hard, and one player that played, it seemed like, right to the very end when he was pulled out of the game was Sloan Baker, 17 points. Even with the big 20-plus point lead in that fourth quarter, he was still hustling there, loose balls and everything down there, getting the steals.
If we're going to dive in practice, we're going to dive in a game. So, I mean, you know, you got 25 guys watching practice, and if you don't dive on the floor, you get yelled at. So, you know, they know if there's a loose ball, they don't get down. So somebody's going to get yelled at. You know, and that's the way, you know, good teams play. And you know, leaders that are seniors, you know, are example guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Sloan always plays hard. I mean, he's a kid that you know, he's going to battle. You know, his thing is, Sloan, relax at the start of the game. Stay out of foul trouble. You know, let's go from there. You know, our four guys that are seniors, you know, they've been through it. They know what it takes to be successful. So, you know, those are the guys we count on. And, you know, you got your Dylan and your Bo and your Kyle and your Drake, you know, coming off the bench. So those guys can kind of relax and just kind of follow the lead. And, you know, I'm going to say something about our JV. Our JV, I thought, played really hard today in the JV game and ended up winning. And, you know, that's the best they've played for a little while also. So, you know, those young sophomore guys are coming on.
That's good. Yeah, they've continued to develop here as the year has gone on. And now it's all league play from here on out. Starts Friday night. You head up to Colby, a team that's been struggling a little bit. They actually have a game on Thursday night against Oakland. Then they have you guys up at the community building there on Friday night.
Well, we told our guys, you know, there's no time to, you know, let down and look at somebody's record and just think you got to show up. You know, when you let down, to me, that's when people get hurt. You know, you sprain an ankle, you know, bad things happen. If you have a cruddy practice, you know, sometimes as a coach you want to spread it out 15 more minutes and get something good. I've found out, you know, through time that you're better off just saying, hey, we're not going to get any better today. Call practice so you don't get a sprained ankle, because usually that's when that stuff, you know, takes place. I'm going to knock on wood and hopefully that stuff stays away. But, you know, our guys competed today, and, you know, yesterday they competed. Our first 10 competed really well yesterday. The other guys not so hot. So, you know, young guys may have a tough practice tomorrow. The other guys might get their legs back tomorrow.
All right, 69-45. Scott City wins it here tonight over TMP. And coaches always do appreciate you stopping by post game. We'll talk to you later on the week.
All right, thanks, Adam.